Hey GW, it's me, and it's Friday morning, and I have a lot going on, like usual, and I know you said you listen, but you don't hear, and then he laughed, so I am taking that as a joke. I was hoping that was a joke, and you know, GW, I know in the beginning that when I met you, it was very exciting. It was exciting for both of us. And in person, it was more exciting. I think it would have continued to be exciting if I saw you every day like I used to, but I don't. I knew it that day, how things would change. And believe it or not, you are a man that actually held me together a lot just by our talks and by looking in your face and getting that reassurance that I needed from someone that I looked up to. We all know I don't get that anymore. And it's not the same over the phone, GW, even though it's wonderful to talk to you and to hear your voice and hear your laughter and hear your advice. It's not the same. In a way, it kind of breaks my heart because it feels like, like they say, out of sight, out of mind. And we all need somebody. And to be honest with you, I do feel like I'm a big pain in your ass. I think that time we had that little talk, excuse me, that you were concerned about my actions, which in a way I don't blame you, but I think that changed, I guess, our friendship in a way. I mean, not on my part, because I seem like a lost puppy. I keep reaching out. But I think you look at me differently now. And I guess I have improved it and got my life together, so you look at me even more differently. And you don't see me anymore, so you look at me differently. And, you know, GW, even though you told me one time you did care, I mean, I slightly think you still care, but I don't think you care like you used to. I think sometimes you just keep me there so you know what my actions would be and my next move would be. And you don't need to do that. I won't have any actions, GW. If any actions go on in my life, it's about me. You have nothing. Nothing to be concerned about. I just appreciate and was lucky enough to meet you, that's all. And I do feel like I do need these boos. And GW, I boo all the time because I'm alone and I talk to myself. Actually, I'm talking to you, but I don't dare send you all those boos because there's too many. And you won't have the time. Why do I have a need to reach out to you? I don't know, maybe because I'm alone all the time. Because I miss what I used to get from you in the mornings. I don't get that from nobody, GW. I don't. And I need that. I might sound emotional right now, but I'll be fine. I just think you're a wonderful man. And I just missed our talks. I started a new life because of you, and I will always adore you for that. You gave me the strength that I needed to do that. But this time, I'm giving you a break, GW, so I don't want you to worry if I don't reach out. I don't want you to worry. I will be fine. And this will probably be my last boo for a while. If I ever need to talk, I'll boo you and I'll save it in my draft. If I really, really need to talk to you, I'll call you. I'm going to try to give you a break on that too. Thanks, GW, for always being there for me. Thank you for being my friend, my special friend. I hold you close to my heart. Hugs. Bye.